Parasha Shemois, the Torah in this week's parasha says, "Vayira Moshe vayomer achinu ida adavar." Moshe Rabbeinu was scared, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Now I understand." Kipshutoi, the pasuk is saying, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I realize that it's known this thing that he killed the Mitzri." However, Rashi says another thing. Rashi, based on Chazal, says that Moshe Rabbeinu was really always wondering. Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, why is it that Klal Yisrael were punished more than all other nations, that they should have Golas Mitzrayim? And that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, now I have an answer. Now I understand, now I realize why they're going to have such a shvera Golas of Golas Mitzrayim, because Noida Adover, I see that there's Lashon Hara. I see if there's Lashon Hara, so then it's possible that Klal Yisrael should get punished with the Tzara of Golas Mitzrayim. So the Chofetz Chaim, in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Chilik Sheni Perek Dalid, he elaborates on this, and he says, L'chaira, it's on the simple level, it's hard to understand Rashi. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering why should Klal Yisrael get punished. What do you mean? There are psukim in Yecheskel that say that Klal Yisrael had averus, a big averus, such as Avodah Zarah, which is very chamer. So why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is wondering? And if an Elamah, you'll say that Moshe Rabbeinu found out that they have one more avera. If they have so many other averus, what's one avera going to make another difference, a whole difference? Vifal Avodah Zarah wouldn't be enough. So why should now the Avera of Lashon Hara be enough? So the Chofetz Chaim explains what Rashi is saying is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu said, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says that the Avera of Lashon Hara is unique. And the Avera of Lashon Hara, by that the people say Kitrug on another Yid, that causes that in Shemayim, the Mekatrig has power to go ahead and be Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. The Zohar says that one person could say Lashon Hara here, and many, many people in all different places could end up getting killed. Because until, if nobody says Lashon Hara, so even though there are Averis going on, but the Kitrig does not go up to Shemayim. The Mekatrig in Shemayim has no power to be Mekatrig. Only once somebody says Lashon Hara, Mida Keneged Mida, by that one person says Kitrug, that gives power to the Mekatrig to be Mekatrig on the Averis of Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. So it's true, Klal Yisrael had Averis of Avodah Zarah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was aware that Klal Yisrael had Averis of Lashon Hara. But Moshe Rabbeinu thought that there's no Lashon Hara around. Moshe Rabbeinu thought nobody is saying Lashon Hara. If there's no Lashon Hara, so how is it possible that Klal Yisrael should go ahead and get punished? Narvas, Moshe Rabbeinu discovered, there is Lashon Hara around. If there is Lashon Hara around, so then I can understand. Now I can understand why Klal Yisrael is punished. Sfas Emes adds that Rashi really says Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering why is Klal Yisrael punished more than other nations. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael had Averus of Avodah Zarah, and even if Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Klal Yisrael had Averus of Lashon Hara, but why is it that Klal Yisrael is punished more than other nations? So the Sfas Emes explains, again, with understanding the Chofetz Chaim and the Zohar, we can understand this too. And the Sfas Emes says, Chas v'shalom to say that Klal Yisrael, even when they had times of Lashon Hara, that they had more Lashon Hara than other nations. Even Klal Yisrael, when they had Lashon Hara, were not worse in the area of Lashon Hara than other nations. And in Avodah Zarah also, they weren't worse necessarily than other nations. Rashi says, Klal Yisrael were punished and hurt and tzaris more than other nations. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying he's understanding that. Soktisvas Emes, the pshat is, even though, so it's, you know, there's a discussion if there's an Aveira of Lashon Hara by Goyim, or no Aveira of Lashon Hara by Goyim. But it's irrelevant whether there is an Aveira of Lashon Hara for Goyim, whether there's no Aveira for Lashon Hara for Goyim. But certainly, without question, this idea that if a Yid says Lashon Hara, he's giving power to the Mekatrik, that's unique and specific for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have a special Koyach HaDibur. Klal Yisrael have Koyach Kol Yaakov. Klal Yisrael are given a higher level that they are Dibur. That he Adam Nefesh Chaya, the biggest part of a person is that a person is a Medabir. And the Dibur is that with the Dibur they're making Tikkunim Machas V'Shalom Kilkunim Zaylamis Al Yainim. And that's much more specific to Klal Yisrael. The amount of binyan or churban that's able to happen through dibur, that's miyuchat to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael has lashon hara that could give power to the mekatrik to be mekatrik. And then Klal Yisrael kuchas v'shalom get punished even worse than the other umays. Mefashteitzach mida toiva meruba. We were given the Torah and we're able to go ahead and accomplish and build Eilamis much more so than the other nations. And we could go ahead and do Toiv, and bring much more Toiv. We have that ability to be Toiv, but at the same time we have the Acharayas to be careful not to say Lashon Hara. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu understood why Klal Yisrael were punished more than other nations. And the Chassid Emes says that once Moshe Rabbeinu understood why Klal Yisrael were punished, we find that after that, Moshe Rabbeinu had a different question. First, Moshe Rabbeinu had a question, why should it be that Klal Yisrael is punished more than other nations? But once he had the answer to that, he had a fakerta question. Why is it, what schus is it that Klal Yisrael are able to be nigal? Once they do have Lashon Hara, the Ibanish tells Moshe Rabbeinu they're going to be nigal. What schus do they have? They should be nigal. If they have Lashon Hara, it's so hard to understand how they'll be able to get out of the Golas. Norvos, so why taka? There are many different reasons. Suchusim, we find in Chazals that Klal Yisrael had to be able to come out of the Golas. One of the Chazals are that Klal Yisrael were careful. Klal Yisrael fixed up that way of Lashon Hara. So one of the Mefarshim and the Medrash explain, where is it? How do we see? In what way did Klal Yisrael fix up the Aveir of Lashon Hara? Because the whole Klal Yisrael knew the secret. The whole Ummah knew for a whole year long that they were commanded to borrow Shbeshar le'isha meshchenta migoras beisa klikasev chleizov. Each Yid knew that there was a mitzvah in them, that they were going to borrow silver, gold, clothing, valuables from their neighbors, from their Goyish neighbors, and take them with them out of Mitzrayim, and Aldas Shalei Lahachzer. They all knew this secret, and nobody said it. Nobody was Megal Esoid. Nobody went ahead and told this over. So that's an idea of Shmiras HaLash. That's an idea of keeping away from Lashon Hara. Shmiras Oides, keeping the secrets the way they should be kept. And that was a schus, that was a tikkun, and the aveir of Lashon Hara, and in that schus, Klal Yisrael were able to be nigal. So this brings us to a very important topic, a halachic topic, of shmiras oides, keeping secrets, and the isser of not saying over secrets. And with bearing this in mind, I'd like to devote this year to talk about this topic. We find that Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Sefer Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Ois Reish Chav Hei, he says, V'chayiv ha'odom lahaster ha'soyd asher yigal ha'ilav chaveir derech seser. A person is obligated to keep a secret. If his friend tells him a secret, he tells it to him that it's a secret. He says, don't say it, don't tell it. Even if there's no damage that could occur, sometimes there's damage, so then it would be rechilus. Even if there's no damage, That alone that he said it's a secret makes it usher to be said over. That alone is damage. Revealing somebody's secret alone is damage, going against his machshava. It brings down a pasuk in Mishlei, which make it sound like it's a level of Issur d'Rabbanon. And a second reason, giving over a secret is going away from the derech of tznius. He's going against the rotzayin of the person that said it to him in a secret. Now, the Chavetz Rabbein Yoina, in essence, is telling us an isser. There's an isser gomer of saying a secret, something that was told to you as a secret, even if there's no damage that may occur. For sure, if there is damage, but even if there's no damage, that alone, that a person reveals somebody else's secret, is an isser. And we find the way Paiskim look at it, it's a davar chomer, pretty chomer-dike thing. It's an isser gomer to go ahead and say over a secret. We can understand, a certain amount of it we can understand, that it takes away from people's social, emotional health and peace of mind. People need to be able to have certain things are a secret. Not everything about them is public. To protect their image, it's not enem in aroy, that everybody should know everything about them. Let people see their ma'ilis and not see their chesroinus. That alone is something very important. We find there's another isser, which is similar, just it's, you can call it, so to say, a lower level. The Gemara, Mesachta Yuma, Daftal Ramid Beis, says, Amar Rabba, Minayin lo'imer dover l'chaveret, how do I know that if somebody tells something to his friend, Shehu bibal yoimer, if he said something to his friend is not allowed to say it. If somebody told you something, even though he did not tell you it's a secret, that alone that he told it to you in some private setting, he did not say it's a secret, but still you're not supposed to say it. Until he tells you, go say it. The pasuk says, Tish Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oyel Moed, Lamer, go say it. Michalal, okay. So Lamer, Hashem said, go say it. But if the speaker never told you, go say it, the person never told you, you should go ahead and tell it to others, then you're not supposed to say it. You're not supposed to stam as go ahead and tell other people. Similar to this, we find in other Rishayim that they divide up these two levels. Divides up these two levels. Also, the Orchis Chaim Harosh, you can look in Yoim Gimel, Mem Aleph. What he says is, Soid Acher Al Tigal. Number one, he says, don't say over a secret. Then he says, Gamal Advarme Sheidabi de Fanech Hashaloya Derech Soid, even if it's not a secret. Tam Neah Bikiris Libecha, you should go ahead and still hide it and keep it within you. Don't go ahead and tell it to other people. Again, he's saying these two different levels, and Chafetz Chaim, and Sefer Chafetz Chaim, also writes it as these two levels, two different levels of a secret. One is he told you that it's a secret, and the other one, even if he didn't tell you it's a secret, but he disclosed it in somewhat of a private setting, and certain things are, he told you, not everything that he tells you. I mean, if he says he's 5 feet tall, you know, and he doesn't say anything, 5 feet tall anyways, everyone sees that he's 5 feet tall. Even if he tells you it's a secret, it's still not a secret. Not everything can become a secret just because he says I'm 5 feet tall, but it's a secret. Everyone sees it. There's no secret about it. He can't make it into a secret when it's not a secret. But certain things, he says, I'm going in for an interview today. I'm trying to go, I'm applying to such and such job. So, you know, if he told it to you very openly, in a very open setting, so there's no aspect of secret. If he told it to you in a private setting, so if he didn't say lechemar, if he didn't tell you go say it, if he didn't give you permission to say it, so then it's this lighter level that you're not allowed to say it elsewhere, not allowed to tell other people. If he told you it's a secret, don't tell anyone, so then it's mamash a secret, then it's mamash a soid. We find that there's a shy, this is a chuvis, halachas ketanis, chelikalev simen reisha ainivov. That he says that just like you can't go ahead and say over secrets, so he says also you're not allowed to try to be sneaky and discover hidden things of your friend. You can't look into secret documents of your friend because it would be the isser of gilui soid. And based on this idea, so the Tzitz Eliezer says that a doctor is not allowed to give over, discuss any confidential information that's given to him, any information about the chayla, because it's this iser gilui soid. There it's mamish iser soid. Whatever the doctor deals with his patient, that's soid gomer, that's mamish a secret. It's understood, that's very pashat, that's mamish a secret. And Yitzchak Zilberstein adds, which is very similar to that halachas ketanis that we were saying before, that just like the doctor is not allowed to say over that information, if somebody somehow discovered that information, they're also not allowed to say it. It's also a secret, because a person is not allowed to figure out the mastoyer of shechaveri, or if they got it somehow other way, again, it remains a secret. At the same time, sometimes there, if information is withheld, it could cause damage to others. At the same time, if let's say somebody has a disease and they're about to get married and they're not disclosing it to the other party, they're not disclosing it to the other potential spouse, and they're simply not marriageable, or it's mamish going to be mekach tos, if this information is not disclosed. So then, perhaps, there's a heter and isa gilui soid, perhaps the doctor should go ahead and reveal this information. So in truth, this is a whole discussion, a long discussion. Should the doctor reveal it, or should the doctor not reveal it? Now, it's on the one side of the coin, there's a possibility to say that a doctor was sworn to follow the laws of confidentiality. Maybe it goes as far to say that it's a shvu on him to go ahead and reveal anything. Then there's the simple isser of gilui soid, simple isser of revealing a secret. Additionally, perhaps he could worry about having loss, he may suffer losses, he could, chas v'shalom, lose his license if he violates confidentiality. So the poskim deal with this, the poskim grapple with this, how to deal with such a situation. And as far as the Isra Gilui Soid is concerned, one of the things the poskim mention is the Vilna Gaon says in Bir Agroch, that if somebody's a roidif, if somebody's hurting another person, is mamash a roidif to somebody else, even if the person has no intent to be a roidif, if the person is factually a roidif, they didn't try to be a roidif, but the ma'isa, somehow what they're doing is being a roidif. Somehow what they're doing is making a sakana to another person. They're after all considered a raidif, and there's a chiyuv to save the nirdaf. And if we would somehow look at the case that this person who's not giving over the information is considered a raidif, even if you the best case scenario, he has no intent of being a raidif. But the ma'is is a raidif, and there's a chiv on everybody to save the nirdaf. So that would give way to override the issa of gilui soid. In most cases, hopefully, most cases, the person that has the disease will say it on their own. They'll ask a shayla, they'll discuss it with a paisik, and they'll find out when the appropriate time is for them to say it. Even if they don't say it, the doctor who understands, who realizes that his patient is planning on not saying, they would have to, before they say it, at least try this mehalach, unless they foresee that this mehalach is not feasible. They for sure should try the mehalach of encouraging their patient that the patient should reveal at an appropriate time. If need be, they would tell their patient, listen, if you're not going to reveal, I may be obligated to reveal. Now, in a doctor's situation, it may not be so easy for them to say it, because even if they do reveal, they can't tell their patient they're revealing. If it doesn't work for them to encourage the patient, that the patient will reveal on their own, so then they'll have to ask a case-by-case shayla how to deal with the situation. But al kalpanim, it's in cases when the patient is not a roideif, there's a chomer dike issa, there's an issa of gili soy, there's an issa of keeping the person has obligations, keeping to confidentiality. Certainly, a doctor, stamazoy, should not be telling anyone else about any of this confidential information, any of this medical information that they have about their client. And it goes to doctors, it goes to therapists, it carries over to mechanchim, and people have to be careful with their phones. Sometimes it can be negea that a therapist shouldn't have, that the phone that's meant for clients to call on is accessible to other to children or other people in the house. A computer they have should not be accessible to other people in the house. They have to be careful to keep the soidos, keep the confidential information confidential like it should be. It's part of the chiyuvim of shmiras halashen. And that last, I'll mention a nekuda that I've heard in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. I can't say I have 100% verification on it. Even if it wasn't Rabbi Yaakov that said it, it's Dvar Mamasiyash from Alaliv, it's a Dovid that's Mistabi Me'oid. And the question is a person allowed to share any of this with his spouse? Is there a Gilui Soid? If a person has a secret, a person was told a secret, are they allowed to go ahead and tell over that information to their spouse? So that, really, they're not going to say it to anyone else. Just between the two of them, I think, could we say that they're considered one unit? So in that, in reference to that, we have to differentiate between two levels of a soid, two levels of a secret. We already differentiated between when it was mamish a secret, and it was just leichemor, it was just a begeder that it wasn't really a secret, but until he told you to go ahead and tell it to other people, you have no right to say it. So that madrig of leichemor, so then easily we could understand that between a husband and wife, the two spouses, for that level, you know, they're considered one unit. And that type of information, even though they shouldn't tell other people, but the husband and wife are one unit. That much they could share between each other. Certainly, but then in the level of what's really a secret, even in that level of what's really a secret, even there, it would seem that sometimes it's permissible. And we have to differentiate between the two types of secrets. There are certain secrets, its intent, it's understood, is that it's in Gansen a secret. It's mamish kept as quiet as possible, as least possible, even one spouse to another spouse. Certainly a professional, a doctor, a therapist, a mechanic, these high classified information. You know that this person has a choili, this person had a procedure. That can't be shared even with a spouse. But other soidos that are less high, lesser classified, they're not, you know, let's say the person, he said, I'm taking the interview for this and this job. No reason to say it's high classified, but he made it a secret. He said, don't tell anyone else. So even though he says he doesn't want you to tell it to anyone else, but between the husband and wife, between the spouses, which that, in relevant to this, we could say they're one unit, and there's room to say that they could share it from one to another. But without question, even if we say that, if it's one unit, to consider one unit for that type of secret, but definitely when it's high classified, that they can't say it, share it even with their spouse. And this is something that we have to think about, always be mizaris ourselves. It's something very important. It can cause a tremendous harsh feeling. It really causes a lot of damage if people aren't able to have that confidence that a secret is a secret. And it's so important for society as a whole, for everyone's social health, social emotional health, that a secret remains a secret. And it's a big chelik of Shmiras HaLashon, b'schus that Klal Yisrael, when we go from Mitzrayim, we should be zeicha, that we should be careful fully in all areas of Shmiras HaLashon, we should be zeicha, be karev, to have the Geulah Shleimah.